Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Declare your love for him. Declare your love for him this morning. Oh, tell him that you love him. Tell the Lord that you love him. Father, we love you. We'll never, never, never stop loving you. Oh, Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice this morning to him. Lift up your voice this morning to him. Lift up your voice this morning to him. Lift up your voice. We declare our love for you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we love you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are so faithful, O God. Bringing us into this wonderful day.
Interesting. On Wednesday, we all went out to an apartment close by and we were sharing and praying the gospel and praying with people. And it was so wonderful. That's being the light in the community.
And amen.
I remember one gentleman, he said he was already saved. And he got so excited. He's like, wow, you people came out to do this in the community. Man, this is what I should be doing. This is what I should be doing. This is what I should be about. He got excited. So I was excited about the fact that he gave him a wake-up call. He needs to be on his feet, sharing the gospel with others. But it was so great, the opportunity to pray with others. That's what we are endeavoring to do. Remember the verse that we looked at in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3? He talks about the fact that they that are wise and turn many to righteousness will shine. So our shining in life, and we know that the wise, he that leads a soul to God is a wise person. So
yes. Amen.
Get on your feet, your neighbors, everyone. This city, everybody must hear the gospel. There should not be somebody here in this city that doesn't know about Jesus. Okay, great. So all this month, we are studying on fulfilling God's plan for our lives. And the first lesson, we looked at the fact that loving God is our foundation to start with. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says that eye has not seen, neither has the ear heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. So loving God and make endeavoring to love other people, that is the foundation. That is the, and putting God first place, even as we have begun a new year, that is the first place to start. And then last week, we talked about the fact that God's plan for our life is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. God's plan, Isaiah 29, verse 11, let me say that the vision is like it being sealed in a book. God's plan for your life is sealed up in his word. The more we endeavor to walk with him in his word, the closer we get to fulfilling what he has for us. This morning, we'll look at it from another angle. Because to fulfill God's plan for our life, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 10, verse 2. John chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We are in for a treat from God's word this morning. I'm excited. Glory be to God. My Lord and my God. John chapter 10, verse 2. This is so important. This is so important. He says, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens. And the sheep, notice the phrase, verse 3. The sheep hear his voice. The sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Notice the phrase, the sheep hear his voice. The sheep hear his voice. You see, Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. And he said in the body of Christ as well, pastor, the root meaning for the Greek for pastor is shepherd. You see, no sheep can get up in the morning, I say this all the time, and say they are going to Denver on their own. They will get in trouble. No. Sheep need to be guided by a shepherd. So he's saying that I am the good shepherd. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. That is talking about the leadership, his leadership, and his guidance in life. All of us, for us to be able to fulfill the plan that God has for our life, we must be led by him. We must be led by him as to our place in life. What am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be? What are the things that what did he send me here for? You see, so we need to be led by God, by his Holy Spirit. Notice what he says in John chapter 16, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. This is so important. John chapter 16. Verse 1, talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. But notice the phrase in verse 13, he says, he will guide you. He will guide you. He will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. We have the guide in us. We have the guide in us to guide us on the path of life. Because, he leads us through his word. But the truth of the matter is there are certain details of life that are not specifically spelled out in his word that we need to be guided. To be guided. There is nothing that in the Bible that says, get into the microphone selling business. You see, get into this business, study this course in college. This is the person you are supposed to marry. So these are things that come up in life where we need guidance. So he's saying we have the guide in us. Believe that. Believe that Jesus Christ said, the sheep know my voice. And you have the Holy Spirit indwelling you to guide you in the affairs of life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We see that all throughout the book of Acts, that they were led by God. They were guided on the path of life. Notice in Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, then... Let's start from a paraphrase. It'll make it clear. Verse 27. So he says, so he arose and went, and behold, 26 says, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Verse 29. Then the Spirit said, who said?
The Spirit.
The Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake his chariot. Or the other translation says, go near and join yourself to his chariot. I can spend a whole man there. But he says, so Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? Then he explained to him, he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. Then he started right where he was, and he explained the plan of salvation to him, and he got saved, and he got baptized. But the key here is, he's on the road. You can imagine there may be other chariots there. How does he know which one to join himself to? The Holy Spirit said, go join yourself to that chariot. That brings up another point. People that don't believe, they are out there. They are waiting for us. I said I could spend a month on them. But the key here is we endeavor to reach out to people out of our comfort zones. He said to him, go. The Holy Spirit was leading him specifically on what to do, guiding him on what to do. So important. Another instance as well in Acts chapter 10, verse 19. This was when God was endeavoring to get Peter out of his comfort zone again to go and speak and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. An angel had already appeared to Cornelius, and then he saw a vision as well. But verse 10, verse 19 says, while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Actually, that's a manifestation of the word of knowledge. But the key here is the Holy Spirit was leading him and telling him what to do. Arise, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. You see, God was leading them on what to do. Oh, thanks be to the name of the Lord. That same guidance, that same direction is available to you and I. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, beginning this morning and all throughout the year, you will be led by God specifically on what you are supposed to do, what you are supposed to accomplish, the step that you are supposed to take. And as you do that, may you experience His very best for your life. If you please say amen this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, so many times we miss what He's saying to us because we go by our feelings. No, God doesn't lead us by our feelings. We'll get into that later. But sometimes also, when He's leading us, the picture might not be clear. Oh, but how many of us know this morning that God knows what He's doing?
That's right.
Oh, if you haven't figured that out, you sooner or later you will. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Notice what He said there. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Thank you, Father. He says, then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. Mm-hmm. He says, He led them around. He led them. God led them around by way of the wilderness of the sea, of the Red Sea. God knew what He was doing. Notice the result of that in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 21. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 48, verse 21. Thank you, Father. Isaiah 48, 21. Thank you, Father. This is Isaiah's perspective on it. He says, and they did not test when He led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock and the waters gushed out. They did not test when He led through them through the desert. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, when God is leading you, it may look like a dry place, but how many of us know that when God is with you, it doesn't matter the dry place that it may be, He can make waters come out if He has to.
Amen.
Oh, and He says He's also split the rock and waters came out. He caused waters to flow out. In the mighty name of Jesus, when you are led by God, no matter the dry seasons, I can assure you by the word of the Lord that He is with you. He will lead you in the way and in the path that you should go, and you will experience His very best. Amen. If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen. Amen.
He knew what He was doing. So many times when He's leading us, we're trying to figure out in our head, God, why can't we go the shorter route? He said, these people have not seen war before. If I lead them this way, they will turn around and go back to Egypt. I'm going this way, but I am with them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's so important. That is the value of being led by God. of being led by God, you may you not experience any dry seasons in your life beginning this morning. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Notice again the classic Psalm, Psalm 23. We are looking at the value of being led by God. Then after that, we will get into how do I access all this. Psalm 23. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 23. We've already established by the fact that he's our shepherd and we hear his voice. Notice he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Notice he leads you. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, but believe that he's your shepherd. Oh, he's your shepherd. He will lead you well, not want.
Amen.
The Lord is your shepherd. You do not lack.
Amen.
He makes you lie down in green pastures. He is leading you beside the still waters. He is restoring your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though you may be surrounded by enemies, you will not fear. Fear is not your portion. Oh, in the presence of your enemies, a table is spread before you. In the presence of things that will endeavor to defeat you, he is leading you right there. A table is prepared. Goodness and mercy become the order of the day. Every single day, because you are following him, because you are being led by him into what he has for you, his goodness and his mercies are following you. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this month, all throughout the year, that will be your testimony. God has led me, God has guided me, and I'm fulfilling all that he has for my life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
notice
you.
Again, Psalm 29, the value of hearing his voice and his direction. Psalm 29, verse 3, a couple of psalms from Psalm 23. Oh, my Lord and my God, are you ready for this?
Amen.
He says, the voice, Psalm 29, verse 3, the voice of the Lord is over the waters, the glory of the God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give back and strives the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone sees glory. My verse 3 says that the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory, the God of glory thunder. The word of God is compared to water in Ephesians 5:26. And his voice thunders from his word. It's over many waters. It's powerful. Oh, it can do the impossible. His voice, verse 5, breaks the cedars. It splinters the cedars of Lebanon. The impossible becomes possible when you are led by God. It divides the flames of fire. Every fire, everything on your path, that voice clears it out of the way.
Amen. Amen.
And then he says, it shakes the wilderness. That talks about supernatural impact. Supernatural impact by virtue of you accessing his voice.
And then he says, he shakes the wilderness. And then I like what he says. He says that it strips the forest bare. It strips the forest bare. It strips the forest bare. The impossible becomes possible. And he says, in his temple, everyone says, glory. You have now have a testimony because of his leadership. Now you have a testimony of him speaking to you. Oh, and you come and you have a testimony in his, you come into his house and you shout glory. See what God did for me as I endeavor to follow his leading. Beginning today, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you begin to experience unending testimonies in your life as you follow his leading. If I should say amen this morning.
Amen.
Oh my Lord and my God. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's so important to be guided on the path of life. And like I said, sometimes it may look like, not look like the right way. There was a certain businessman, he said, I've never lost money in a business transaction. He said that when someone comes to me and presents me with a business deal, sometimes it may look on the natural like a very good deal. That will make me a lot of money. But I'll say, give me a couple of days. Give me 3 days. He said, that's why I love the testimony that we got out of the fasting and prayer season. One person said, I had the faith to leap and go deeper in God. Somebody said, I was seeking him, and I needed to hear his voice. And by the end of the day, the thing had been resolved regarding the account. But this man will say, I'll go into my room and maybe miss a couple of meals and seek his face. And then I'll come back and I'll say, no, this is not a good deal. I won't do it. And so sometimes somebody will come. The deal that he's presenting to me may, on the natural, not seem like a good one. I'll say again, give me a couple of days. Let me go and talk to God about that. He will go, and when you get it, the leading, now do it. And he will do it. And when he did it, he says his business was doing so well. He said, I've never lost, one dime in a transaction. Oh, how many of us, so many times, we've taken decisions and we go back and say, the whole time I knew that I shouldn't do it.
Come on.
And you almost want to hit your head against the wall. Why did I do this? You see, he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I pray from today, may you be led by God. May you be directed by him unto the steps to take. You see, so many times, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 talks about the fact that lean not on your own understanding. That means don't lean on your own mind.
Come on.
Don't lean on your own mind to make decisions.
That's right.
He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. When he talks about your heart, he's talking about the real you. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Don't depend on your mind. Depend on what he's saying to you on your heart when it comes to decision-making time. Because whether we like it or not, where we are going to end up this year, where we are going to end up in the future, is a result of the decisions and the choices we make. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So how do I access? How do I access the leading of God? How do I know when he's leading me? How do I know when he's directing me? Because the truth of the matter is, where we were earlier in Isaiah chapter 48, notice what it is, 48 verse 17. He wants to lead you to profit. He wants to lead you to do well. Thank you, Father. That says the Lord. Oh, thank God is the Lord that's speaking. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. Who teaches you to profit? Who leads you by the way you should go? Oh, that you had heeded my commandment. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. When he is leading you, there will always be a peace about it. He is always accompanied by peace. I am the Lord leading you. I am the Lord leading you. When he's leading you, it is all always accompanied by peace. When you're about to make a decision and there's that disturbance about it, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, he always leads us in the way of peace. He always leads us in the way of peace. Where we are earlier on in Psalm 29, verse 11. Notice what he's saying after he had talked about all that the voice of the Lord would do for you. Notice what he says. Psalm 29, verse 11. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. When he is leading you, always it is accompanied by peace. There will not be any agitation about that decision. You will know that you are being led by God himself. It is always accompanied by his peace. It is always accompanied by his peace. There is no disturbance associated with it. That is how you know when God is leading you. Notice what he says in Psalm 85, verse 8. Psalm 85, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 85, verse 8. He says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. He will always speak peace. He will always speak peace to his people. He will always speak peace to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How does he lead? In the Bible, we see so many ways that he leads. Sometimes he leads. In the case of Philip, first an angel came to him. And after that, he heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it may be through a vision. Sometimes he may hear him. In an audible way sometimes. He does all that. But one of the main ways that he leads us is through speaking to our hearts. Through speaking to our heart, the inner witness. Notice, Romans chapter 8, verse 14. How do I know he's leading me? It will always be in line also with his word. Romans 8, verse 14. Being led by God is part of your heritage to fulfill his plan for your life. For he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Or these are children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Come on.
The Spirit himself bears witness. Notice that phrase. Bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. That's how you do that. How do you know you are saved? You just know it. If someone came to you and beat your head with a bat and told you that you are not saved, you tell him to get out of town. I know that I'm saved.
Yeah.
I have that witness in my heart, and I know that I'm saved. That is the primary way by which God leads all of us. That, you know, we should understand guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. You have to understand the nature of man. First Thessalonians 5:23 talks about the fact that I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved entire till the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So man is you are a spirit being. John 4:24, he talks about the fact that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If God is a spirit, and we are people are afraid of the word spirit, there's nothing mysterious about it. God is a spirit, and we are created in his image and in his likeness, then we are also spirit beings.
Amen.
We are made in his image and likeness. So the body, oh my Lord, and the body is not the real you. That's why when you go by your feelings, you make mistakes. Okay. You have to go by what he's saying to your heart. Your spirit man is the real you, and that's how he communicates with us. That's how he communicates with us. Yeah. Notice the phrase in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. I'll give us enough to get us on the right road. He says, Proverbs 20, 27, this is so important. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord.
Oh, come on.
Searching all the inner depths of his heart. If he was writing today, he would say, the spirit of man is like a light bulb. So your spirit man, that's how he leads you. He is going to guide you through your spirit. Oh, sometimes if it's like a light goes on, you have that peace. That is what he's going to use to guide you. It's the lamp of the Lord. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that this is the way you should go. That's why when you don't have peace, don't make that decision. You don't have that green light saying go forward. Don't do it.
Come on.
Like I said, so many times you can look back and you can all. That is how he leads us primarily, through that inner witness. Speaking to our heart. That is what he uses to guide us on the path of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I remember one time I had two engineering positions. Very good office, comparable office. And that's a good situation to be in when you're looking for a job and you have two offers. All of them look comparable. And I had to make a decision here. I went to pray. I lay down and I began to pray. Began to pray in another tongue. Romans 8:26 says, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought. You don't know what to pray the way you should be praying. But the Holy Spirit himself helps us. That is right. Why, and prays through us the very will of God. I spent some time there praying. Oh, till I got that inner witness that this is the way to go.
Come on.
And I accepted that offer. A couple of months later, the other offer that was presented that I didn't accept, that company laid off so many people. And if it had been there, I would have been impacted. You see, that's God guiding you on the path of life to avoid the pitfall. He knows where you are supposed to be. He knows his plans for your life. But the key here is, you must get to the point where, it's not going to fall on you like ripe cherries off of a tree.
Come on.
Oh, how do I access his plan for my life? What do I access and know which direction he's leading me to go? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. This is all that it will do for me, but how will I access it? What do I need to do? What's my part in this whole drama of life? Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. He says, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Notice, to give you a future and a hope. The other translation says, I know the plans I have for you. Verse 4 says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I know the plans that I have for you. My plan is a good plan. My plan will give you a future and a hope. But how are you to access it? Give me a call. Give me a call and I will listen to you. You will seek me and maybe you will find me.
No.
That's not what the Bible says. When you seek him, you will find him.
Yes,
oh, there is nothing like seeking without finding.
Come on.
Seek and you will find, Jesus said. Seek him with all your heart. God, what are you saying to me? God, what is your plan for me? God, which way should I go? I am hungry and thirsty for you. I want your very best for my life. I want your plan that will give me a future and a hope. Oh, I come to you. Lord, reveal it to me.
Come on, come on.
Yes.
And he will.
That's right.
He will. Notice a few chapters in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My. Oh, glory. He says, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Don't even know.
Come on.
Call unto me. We are not talking about an ordinary person here. We are talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Chief Shepherd, the Good Shepherd that knows it all. Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Set yourself aside. Now, Lord, I am going to receive your direction. I am going to receive your guidance. Notice Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. Notice what he says. Thank you, Lord. You see, the plan of God is hidden for us. It's hidden for us, and it's up to us to go looking for it, to go seeking for it. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. He says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. But the glory of kings is to set out a matter.
Come on.
We know in Revelation, he says, he's made us kings and priests unto our God. It is God's glory to conceal it. It is our glory to set it out. My Lord and my God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. The plan of God is hidden for you, not hidden from you. Talking about Jesus in Colossians 2:3, he says, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It is hidden all there for you. But you are a king. You are a daughter of God, a queen. Go and seek out that matter. It's your glory to go seek it out. Thank you, Lord. That is your, go seek it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he will reveal himself to you. Go to him. He's your father. You see, prayer is supposed to be a two-way communication. Start from the standpoint. Don't disagree with him. If you are going to work with God, you have to agree with him. God said, you are my sheep. You hear my voice. You say, yes, Lord, I'm your sheep. I hear your voice. Don't keep going around and say, God never talks to me. God never talks to me. Well, he's not going to talk to you if you are doing the talking all the time.
Come on. That's right.
Oh, this story comes to me. As I said to him, he was praying. He was lying down. And he said, he was just kept complaining and talking to God and talking to God. Then it dawned on me. Yes, a fool like me. I don't know anything. And I'm talking to the one who knows everything, and I'm doing all the talking. Oh, but thanks be to God. God hasn't stopped speaking. God still speaks to his children today. And so from this morning, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may you access the voice of the Lord that is full of majesty, that is powerful, that will guide you on the path of life, that will cause you not to make mistakes, but cause you to fulfill everything that he has planned for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
He is the good shepherd.
Yes, right.
My sheep know my voice. In the East, they tell us that if a different person comes to that sheepfold and tries to lead the sheep out, they won't even pay attention. They know the voice of the shepherd.
Amen.
God wants to lead you in this year into his very best. Decide that this year I will experience all that he has for my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that he wants me to do, I will accomplish. None will fall to the ground. Oh, I experience his very best. You guide anybody. You guide anybody. Anybody. It's available to all of us. As I said to him, I said that I started in business with $50. $50. He said, as I listened to God, as I endeavored to listen to God, in a few years, he turned it into millions of dollars. He will guide the businessman. He will guide the student. Oh, I remember when I was a student sometimes. sometimes I got so busy with church and everything. I will pray and say, God, this one I'm in trouble. Please help me out. I haven't done a good job of studying. Show me which area the lecturer is bringing the questions from.
Come on.
And he will show me. I'll go and study. And when I go, it will be right there. And I'll start on my inside. I'm rejoicing. It's all there. You get an advantage in life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But God wants to lead you on the path of life. On the path of life. He wants to lead you on the path of life so you can fulfill all that he has planned for your life. Everything that he wants to do in your life, you will begin
to experience it all. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is your shepherd, you do not lack. The Lord is your shepherd, you do not lack. The Lord is your shepherd, you do not lack. Notice another verse here. We'll wrap up with that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be. Psalm 66, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. That's where God is leading you. He says, you have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a healthy place. He's leading you into his plan. He's leading you into the perfect place for your life. You see, the enemy, his plan is to do you like the prodigal son. He was in a wealthy place in the father. The enemy deceived him, and he went out of his father's house, and then he got in want. That will not be your testimony. We went through so many things. We went through so many circumstances. Oh, but our God brought us to the place where he had for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray that he brings you to the place where he has for you. I see you walking in the place where God has for your life. In him, oh, you are experiencing his very best. Your health is doing well. Your family is doing well. Your career is doing well. You are going from glory to glory. Oh, your path keeps shining and shining. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, your best days are here.
Amen.
I said your best days are here.
Amen.
As you follow God, your best days are here.
Amen.
As you endeavor to follow his leadings, your best days are here.
Amen.
Your best days are here.
Amen.
The worst is behind you, and your best days are here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, talk to him this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. He will lead you in the path of life. He will lead you in the path of life. He will lead you in the path of life. Thank you, Lord. There are so many decisions. It comes up. Oh, but he leads us. One way or the other, he will lead you. And a word of caution, every time he leads you, it will be in line with his word. He will never lead you outside the general principles revealed in his word. But talk to him this morning and say, Lord, oh, show me how to maximize your plan for my life. Show me how to fulfill all that you have destined for me in this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. The steps I need to take, what I should be doing, talk to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I want to experience your very best. I want to experience not failure, not fear, not defeat, but Lord, you leading me every step of the way, what I should do, what I should say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Lord. Show me the path to go. Show me the path to take. Show me the way to go, that I can fulfill your very plan for my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. This morning, if you are here or listening to us online or watching online, and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, oh, he says his sheep hear his voice. You must be his sheep to access his leading. You say, I want this light that you are talking about. I want to be guided on the pattern of life. Lead me out of frustration into victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you are like that, just raise up your hands. Or if you want to rededicate your life to God, which you say, Lord, I want your very best. If you want to rededicate your life to him, maybe you left his house at some point and you have begun to be in want, like the prodigal son, but you are saying, I am coming back. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of God. Just say, Lord Jesus, take me back. Lord Jesus, I believe you were raised from the dead. Today, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, I'm saved. In the name of Jesus.
The way to take.
Show me.
Show me.
this morning. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Sabratus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.